Hi. Yes, thank you. Indeed. We've got a lot of good stuff. Actually, I have a piece coming up by Yvonne Hollenbeck, and we always know that's great stuff.
Those are always good ones.
Indeed. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, there's nothing that goes with a cup of coffee quite as well as a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Cattle, horses, rodeo, everything agriculture. It's all packed into one handy little newspaper. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
Want to create some memories with your family? How about a Niobrara River trip or a trip down to International Dark Skies territory around Merritt Reservoir? They can both be found right here in the Valentine area. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. Maybe it's a great golf outing. Yep, we got some pretty nice golf courses right here in this area. It's visitvalentine.com.
As I promised, here is a piece by Yvonne Hollenbeck. It's called Tough Ranchers in Tough Times, and I think some people are going to have a lot of memories tied to this. It was written in the aftermath of the devastating blizzard that hit western Dakotas and northwest Nebraska on October 3rd, 2013. It was one in a thousand years type of storm. Or at least that is what we've been told, more snow than was ever recorded, at least since the records of old. And it wasn't even in wintertime, with livestock still on summer range, but ranchers took heed of the weather report, although some of them thought it was strange. Because never before had snow come this soon, but they readied as best they could. Livestock was brought into shelters and barns, where protection was pretty darn good. But hell hath no fury. Or so we have heard, and it sure proved itself in that storm. 40-some inches of snow with high winds, which was certainly far from the norm. Thousands of cattle were lost in that storm, as were thousands of horses and sheep. When reports started coming from colleagues out west, it was all we could do not to weep. Many heads perished in shelters and pens, at sale barns, and even on trucks. One drove his cows to a feedlot, secure, but even there ran out of luck. Many a rancher has lost years of work of breeding good horses and cows. Their equity's gone and many are broke, but they still have their spirit, somehow. So what if our government's not helping? They'd probably just be in the way. There's never been help for the cowmen, and these cowmen don't need them today. 'Cause they're tough. Or they wouldn't be ranchers, and their souls are all tied to the land. Many good folks are sending their prayers and offering to give them a hand, for this gives them hope for tomorrow, and it's due to your help and your prayers. And next time you're up in Dakota, you'll find them still ranching up there. Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck from the Blizzard, October 3rd, 2013.
I think we were headed off to Hot Springs, South Dakota that weekend.
We were for a wedding.
They didn't get hit quite as hard as some of the other parts there, but it was
further north, yeah.
It was enough. So
yeah.
So a husband sends a text to his wife. Honey, I got hit by a car outside of the office. Lisa brought me to the hospital. They have been taking tests and doing x-rays. The blow to my head is very strong, possibly concussion, maybe serious. Also, I have two broken ribs, a broken arm, a compound fracture on my left leg, and they may have to amputate my right foot. And the wife's response was, who's Lisa? Okay.
Where do we go from there?
What else do you have? The final minute of the program today, Kimberly?
Well, I've talked in the past. LaVon Weishettel from Pier, originally from Oneida, had given us a packet of good stuff, and this is one of the pieces from that, the senility prayer. Grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway, the good fortune to run into the ones I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference.
There you go.
Indeed. A little bit more from that. It's actually from the Saturday Evening Post. I've still got it, but nobody wants to see it. Again, it's kind of some old people topics here. I'm getting into swing dancing. Not on purpose. Some parts of my body are just prone to swinging.
Oh, no.
It's scary when you start making the same noises as your coffee maker.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, that's not. These days, about half the stuff on my shopping cart say, for fast relief.
Oh, geez. All right. Thanks for tuning in to this great radio station. Keep listening for more of the good stuff.